Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Hey, what's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 778 from Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, now here's today's question from Steve.
Hi, Pat. This is Steve from Balsam Lake, New York. There's a number of questions here, so I will get right to them. I love all your podcasts, including The Food Trucker, although I haven't seen that one in iTunes lately. From your early income reports, most of your income came from the LEED exam. If you stayed in the field of architecture, do you think you would have been as successful as you are today? It's because it seems like most of the people making money online are either online marketing or a broad category such as diet and fitness. In SPI number 215 and SPI TV number 46, you mentioned an editorial calendar. I've developed such a calendar for a new website that I'm developing. Should I post the calendar on the website to generate traction for the topics, or will Google penalize it with empty content? As the posts are posted, I will add the links to this post. Does the category of iTunes matter much? What happens when there isn't a suitable category on iTunes? For example, there isn't any category that addresses physical sciences and engineering, like HVAC and building envelopes. So should I pick a category that's similar, or should I just not do podcasts? How do you transfer? I'm transferring a domain, my domain from one hosting to another. How do you do that without losing email? It seems like there would be some time delay in there. And what is the best way to monitor and fix third-party links on a web page? For example, on your greenexamacademy.com/classes, the link to the LEED classes gives an expired building or budurl.com link. Oh, and on a side note, I have a 4K Windows machine using Microsoft Edge, and your logo is over your "Hi, I'm Pat" sign. It's just covering that a little bit.
Hey, Steve, thanks so much. I'm going to go one by one down the line here to answer your questions as best as I can. So let's get started. First of all, if I'd stayed in architecture, would I have been as successful as I am today? You know, with architecture, it's interesting. I am so thankful that I have gotten laid off, because I promise you, if I hadn't gotten laid off, I wouldn't have been open to the possibility of trying online business. I wouldn't have taken the bold actions needed to make it successful. When I got let go after the sort of mild state of depression that I had for a couple weeks, I definitely had the light under my butt to get things going, and I took action. I took courses. I figured it out. I asked a lot of questions. So no, I wouldn't be as successful. And the crazy thing about that is, I think back, you know, if I'm thinking about the timeline of my life, if I would have not been let go, you know, I probably would still be happy. In general, I'm a very happy person. I look for the best in any situation that I'm in. but I probably wouldn't be as happy as I am today, because now that I'm doing online business and I'm my own boss and CEO, I get to spend time with my family more so than I would have if I was an architect. You know, I do miss aspects of architecture, but I'm so thankful that I now have this flexible schedule where I am in control of my own destiny. Now, should you post your editorial calendar so other people can see it? You can do that if you'd like, and you're not going to get penalized for doing that. It's not going to necessarily help you with SEO and things like that, but it's not going to hurt you. If anything, it's going to be kind of cool because your audience will be able to see what's coming next. However, I will say that, you know, things change, and you know, it might be something to test out if you have an email list, or even if you wanted to just share in a blog post for 1 month what's coming, just to see what the response is like. It may or may not help you. I don't know, but you're not going to get penalized for that in terms of having it be empty content. I keep my calendar private because there's a lot of things that go along with it, and my team and I, we have access to spreadsheets and a tool called CoSchedule that helps us manage all that. You can all listen to episode 215 and 246 of the Smart Passive Income podcast, which are up on iTunes, like Steve mentioned. Those are really helpful related to your editorial calendar. How much does the category in iTunes matter? It matters significantly because people are going into those categories looking for the episodes that are relevant to them. So it matters. Here's an extreme case. If you were, like you said, doing HVAC and sort of contract work stuff and talking about that on a podcast, if it was in the arts and entertainment category, well, it would just not do very well because it just, that's not an arts and entertainment category. What I would do for something like that, based on the topic that you mentioned, is I would put it into the careers category. That's sort of the default, and I don't want to say this because it sounds negative, but the quote leftover category in terms of careers for one that doesn't fit necessarily into any of the other ones, investing and you know, marketing and that sort of stuff. So careers is generally a great category to go into. I think that's what John is at in John Lee Dumas from Entrepreneur on Fire. I think he's in careers as well. I'm not sure. But what's cool is you can always switch it around and change it over time. So you don't have to worry about that. But I would pick careers or something along those lines where people may stumble upon your show and think to themselves, oh yeah, this is kind of cool that it's here. I might check it out. Versus, oh, what is this doing here? That's weird. How do you transfer one domain to another without losing email? Well, whenever you're doing a domain transfer, I would always get some experts involved, whether it's people on your team if you have them, or the customer service from the hosting companies that you're using. That is a process that involves a little bit of technical knowledge, and that's even beyond my capability at this point. So in terms of keeping your email, you know, if the domain name stays the same, well, then your email is going to stay the same. Now, there are forwarding aspects. That's one quick and easy solution for that. So if you have an old email address, you can set it up so that it continues and forwards to your new one. You could set up rules for that so it happens automatically. Redirects could also help as well. But I would just contact the customer service from those different companies that you're working with from one to another to make it work. And then finally, fixing third-party links on a web page. There's a tool called BrokenLinkCheck.com is a tool you can use. If you have WordPress, you can use a WordPress plugin called Broken Link Checker to check things. There's other ones, Dead Link Checker. What I would also do is go into your webmaster tools, or actually it changed its name. This is Google Console, C-O-N-S-O-L-E, and that'll give you some really quick data on what links are and are not working. So they'll give you crawl errors and you know, link errors and things, and that'll allow you to pull in that information. Thank you for the Bud URL sort of thing there that you mentioned. Bud URL was a link shortening company that is just not supporting their tool like they used to. So, you know, links crash and break every once in a while. And I guess I didn't check that one. So thank you for that. And also for the tip related to the logo in your Edge device. So Steve, there you go. There's answers to all your questions. So thank you so much. Unfortunately, I can't send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for all of your questions, but I can send you one for having yourself and your batch of questions featured here on the show. So we'll send that over to you very soon. You'll hear from my assistant Jessica in the next month or so, and we'll collect your information so we can send it to you free of charge, because that's what we do here. You get your question featured, we send you a shirt. And yeah, thank you so much. And for those of you who have questions and would possibly like a shirt too, head on over to AskPat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Bertrand Russell. He said, "Anything you're good at, contributes to happiness. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.